And our community connection this morning brought to you by First Baptist Church. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Elder Care Representative Jennifer Ennis. And thanks so much for coming in this morning, ma'am.
Absolutely. I'm just glad it's not raining on me.
There you go.
Yesterday was a different story. Everywhere I went was a little damp.
Yeah, and some places in the state damper than others.
I think,
you know, down near Tulsa, Skytook, they got, you know, 5 inches plus.
I saw somewhere got like 7 inches. That's an impressive amount of rain.
No, thanks. I'll take our, depending on what you particularly got in your rain gauge, 1.5 to 2 inches around here. That's plenty.
Yeah. Well, and it's that time of year, though. I mean, I'm glad to see we're getting rain, and I'm just glad it didn't fall, you know, on Tuesday when we had our first flu shot clinic. I think that might have deterred people from coming out, so I'm glad it waited a day.
Let's talk about that. Flu shots, this is really optimum time for folks to get that flu shot.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm, you know, there's been a couple confirmed cases already of the flu this year, and so that's normal. You know, don't let that panic you. There's always early cases. There's always late cases.
Yeah, typically, and it varies a little bit, a few weeks from year to year, but typically early January, it's kind of when things peak around here. So it takes about 6 weeks to get full immunity from that shot. So, you know, take it early and be prepared.
Absolutely. You know, and you just want to be prepared. And so if you didn't make it this Tuesday or you didn't make it to our first one on Saturday, the good news is this month seems really long because there's 5 Tuesdays, so we'll have 4 more flu shot clinics in October for anybody to come and get a flu shot at Elder Care. So if you're looking for that high dose vaccine and a way to just come in and have a fun atmosphere while you're kind of waiting for the shot, we're kind of your place to go.
Yeah, really are. And of course, check with your physician, but I think the high dose vaccine is the one that is recommended for those 65 and over in most cases.
It is. In most cases, it's recommended for anybody 65 or older. And we kind of talk about this every year, and I just had this question on Tuesday. Well, that sounds kind of scary. Why would I get a high dose? That seems kind of ridiculous. And what we explain to everyone is, as you age, like everything else, some things don't work as well. And so your immune system just isn't as tough as it was maybe 20, 30 years ago. And so you don't have as many antigens kind of naturally in your body. And so this flu shot gives you those antigens to get it in your system faster, to help it kind of stay in there and really get into your immune system. So that's what it is. It's not double the dose. It's not a stronger flu shot. It has nothing to do with the actual vaccine. It has everything to do with how it gets into your body, how it stays in your body, and how it protects you.
Yeah, and that's it. And of course, just reminder, a flu shot, I don't care what kind you're getting, is not a live vaccine. You're getting the antigens, the thing that irritates the body's immune system to produce more.
Absolutely. And so whether you get the high dose or you get the regular dose, just get a flu shot this year. And that's what we always encourage everyone. We'd love to see you at Elder Care getting your flu shot. If you're a Medicare Part D participant, there's no payment. You just bring in your Medicare card. You can choose to get the high dose or the low dose if you're over 65. If you aren't, then we're going to give you the regular dose of that. But it's a great time to come. We have popcorn and door prizes. We try and make it as comfortable and friendly as possible. And you can come out anytime on a Tuesday in October from 9 a.m. to noon or 1 to 4 to get those flu shots.
And again, if you are not Medicare eligible, you're still welcome at Elder Care, but then you're going to give them a receipt so they can turn it in for their insurance.
Yeah, so we only file Medicare. And so if you want to come in, we'd still love for you to come in, and you can pay $50 for the high dose. You can pay $30 for the regular dose. We can give you a receipt, and a lot of people will, like you said, go back to their insurance company and get a refund from their own company. So anybody is welcome at Elder Care to get their flu shot. So we're open to the community. We just talk a lot about that high dose because we have it available, and that's kind of our main, you know, a lot of people come to us for that, but that doesn't mean we don't have the other kind of flu shot. And in fact, this year we're carrying the quadrivalent, which is the 4 strain, and so we'll have that available.
And that's nice because it gives people, I think, another option. Sometimes, I don't want to make an appointment at my doctor's office just to go get a flu shot. Well, this is one place you can do it.
Absolutely. And then there's no appointments. You know, we say 9 a.m. to noon and 1 to 4 because you just come in. And everyone says, well, is there a busier time of the day? Well, I can't really tell you that.
It varies from day to day.
It varies each Tuesday. It varies, you know, each time. But we do try to make it as quick as possible. The other thing we like to do is we help you fill out that paperwork that you need to turn into your insurance company, which we'll do for you, or some people want a copy of it. Mm-hmm. We'll fill that out for you so you don't have to worry about paperwork. We take care of that. Also, if there's a special circumstance, like, you know, it's really hard to walk, well, we'll try and prevent you from having to move around a lot so we can come, you know, and make some adjustments there. So we try to really make it as friendly as possible because we know it's kind of a pain and it's super important to get it. So we'd rather you come and us work with you and get it done.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned something else that kind of goes along with the season of the year. You know, it is that time of the year that people are examining their Medicare supplements, and of course that means the Part D as well. And while you don't represent any particular company, you can be a resource for folks.
We can. So for many years now, we have been taking Medicare Part D appointments, and so those are absolutely free. There's no cost to those. They typically take 30 to 45 minutes. So we're going to schedule you out for an appointment and you bring in a list of your prescriptions, your current medic or your current insurance cards, and we're going to help you figure out, is the Part D plan that you're on, is that still the best plan for you? Or did you have medication changes this year where another plan is going to be more affordable? It's going to cover those specific medications for you better than maybe another plan. So we just help you look at it, and then you get to make the choice. So whether you stick with what you have, whether you want to move, that's all up to you. But we want you to have all the information up front based on the current information you have. We all know things change throughout the year. Companies change too. Maybe a prescription that they covered last year, they're not going to cover this year, and they've kind of already made that known. This is a great time to figure that out, to keep your out-of-pocket expense as low as possible for those things. And so it's really simple. We make appointments starting, you can call now and make an appointment, but the first day that we'll do it is October 16th, and the last day of enrollment for Medicare Part D is December 7th. So we'll be making appointments every day, kind of Monday through Friday during that time frame, and getting as many people in for these appointments as we can. And so call us now and get your appointment. Even if you want to wait till November, get it now, because these appointments, they fill up really quickly. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to be waiting and then call mid-November and realize we might be full, or there's a day that we have open but it doesn't really work for you kind of thing. So now's a good time to call and make those appointments.
Yeah, because everything right now is maybe not totally wide open, but all kinds of choices right now.
There's a lot of choices now. That's a good way to put that. And so if you don't know our number, you can call us at 918-336-8500. Ronnie, who usually answers the phone, she handles making those appointments, and so she'll get you kind of scheduled for a time that works. And then we're pretty good at calling you the day before and reminding, hey, don't forget you have this appointment and what to bring. And so it's a great time to keep that in mind, because you may come in and look at it and want a couple of days to think about it. And you don't want to be coming in December 7th when the last day is to change plans and have to make a decision right then. You want a little time if you need to think about it.
And you may, you know, continue to say, yeah, you know, I like what I got. I'm going to keep what I got. That's great.
Oh, you know, that happens often. Very, you know, but it's kind of just a quick check.
Yeah.
You know, is this still the best plan for me? And if you're happy with it, you can always keep it. As well, but we always encourage, find someone to talk to. A lot of times there might be other places in town that offer this. You have to go through a class, you have to be certified, you got to know how to use the government's website, and so we have four people who can do that, and so they kind of change out days. So it's a great time, and we're always, between flu shots and Medicare Part D, really busy.
It kind of works out that way this time of year, but that's okay. You signed up for it, so to speak.
Yeah. Exactly.
Name of the place is Elder Care.
Elder Care. Come on in. Absolutely. And if you don't know where we are, you know, we've talked about flu shots. And if you don't know where we are, we're on Swan Drive. So 1223 Swan Drive. That's right over by Walmart. You kind of go around the curve and we're right there. Or if you're coming by, you're going to turn on Swan by the tag office. And you're going to head down that way. So we're pretty easy to find, but if you still can't find it, call us. We'll walk you through it as you're driving to. Don't drive and talk. But
tell me what you see out your windshield now.
Yes, we'll help you get to us. We love that.
And you're there to help people out. And, of course, we've already talked about it. The Monday of this week, you had the open house, so you kind of have to wait till next month now.
But you do, okay. But, you know, that's okay. And if you come
you
on
give
one...
You can give a little bit of tour anyway if they stop by for a flu shot.
Well, yeah, we can do that. And, you know, the other thing we do during flu shots is we do free balance screenings.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Something we didn't really mention last time we started talking about them, but on those Tuesdays we do flu shots, we'll do a free balance screening in our physical therapy. It's about a 10 or 15 minute assessment, and it really just assesses how much of a risk are you for a fall while you're out in town or you're out at home, and then you can make a good decision. You know, you might not be at a risk at all, and so maybe our physical therapists are going to send you home with some exercises that are good for everyone. Or maybe they say, you know, you might need to consider, you know, a couple options because you're a little higher risk. And so it's a great check. I always say it's like your vision, your hearing. Do it once a year. Come to elder care during flu shots. Get it checked. Make sure that, you know, you're kind of the same because it changes, you know. Yeah. Every year something's different. And if you're just feeling unsteady but you've already gotten your flu shot at your doctor's office, that's okay. Come in and do those free balance screenings too. You don't have to get a flu shot to get the free balance screening. They're just offered at the same time. If you're looking just for the free balance screening, come on in. We can do that too.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea either way. And all those other things you talked about, get your eyes checked, get your hearing checked. You don't do those, but go get them done anyway.
Yeah, it's that time of year to start thinking about all the those things. You know, we've talked a little bit about doing those, and we don't do hearing and vision, but, you know, one thing I wanted to mention is we do have a primary care physician that practices at elder care. And so if you're currently looking at getting some things checked out and finding a new doctor, or you're new to the area and you're looking for a doctor, Dr. Brad Gerald is an internist, and he actually practices here at Elder Care with us, and he is accepting new patients right now. And it's a great time to come in and get a new patient packet, talk with him a little bit about that. He does specialize in people 65 or older, but that does not mean that's all we accept. If you are in your 40s and you're looking for a primary care, we do accept patients of all ages. We just specialize kind of in the older population, but he's really great at what he does, and so he can see all kinds of patients.
Sure.
So keep that in mind if that's what it's time to get a new doctor, or like I said, a lot of people move into town and they're looking for someone, and we're open. So.
And I know we still have a population out there that uses, I'll say, urgent care more often than anything else. Well, maybe it's time now to get a family practice physician. So
yeah, it might be. And primary care, they're great because they're really helping you promote total body wellness. They're not just fixing the immediate problem right then. Mm-hmm. They're really looking at what can we prevent in the future. And then if you do have a chronic illness, that's what an internist does. He helps you manage that chronic illness. And Dr. Gerald can do both those things, kind of promote total wellness as you age, as well as kind of help you with anything that's going on currently.
Sounds like a great idea. We will continue our time with Jennifer Ennis coming up in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Again, spending a little bit of time talking about the offerings of elder care with Jennifer Ennis. And this, again, a reminder, Tuesdays is flu shot day, but you are welcome throughout the rest of the week for all the other things that go on.
Absolutely. And right now is kind of one of my favorite times, is when we get to talk about our new Golden Opportunities brochure that came out at the end of September. And so that means we have all new classes and trips planned for October, November, and December. Mm-hmm. So it's a great time to kind of kickstart the holidays with us. We're actually, November 2nd is a really popular trip we've kind of started talking about, which is a trip to the Mercantile in Pawhuska.
Sure.
And we're going to do a private dinner experience out there for $50. We're going to take a big motor coach. You're going to have a chance to shop. We've advertised this trip for a little over a week now, and we only have about 10 spots left. And so if you want to go out to the Mercantile and you want to have dinner out there and see the Pioneer Woman's place, but you don't want to stand in line and you're 6 years older, now's the time to come with us. And so you can call Elder Care and reserve your spot for that trip. It's November 2nd, but we'll have cutoffs here either October 25th or when it fills up.
Which sounds like it's in about 10 people. So.
It sounds about 10 people. And then in December, we're actually also going to go out Friday, December 1st, and we're going to kickstart kind of the Christmas season at the Philbrook Festival. First, we'll stop in Utica Square. We'll do a little shopping, have some dinner, and then we're going to go out to Philbrook Museum and see their used to be called the Festival of Trees. I think they've kind of shortened it to the Philbrook Festival, and they decorate their gardens with beautiful lights. Indoors has all these trees and a bunch of really unique exhibits kind of around this time of year. So it's a great time to get on a motor coach, come down, do a little socialization, pick up a couple early Christmas gifts, put them underneath the bus, and come back with us.
So, sounds like a great idea. You know, that's the nice thing about trips like that. You're going to find roughly half the people on the bus, and the rest of them are easy to know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, we're taking a motor coach for that, and we already have 35 people signed up in the first 2 weeks of advertising it. So if that's something you might be interested in, I think we can take up to 50 on that one as well. So go ahead and come on in and sign up now. You can always call us back if that doesn't work. If leaving town and going somewhere isn't really what you're interested in, we also have some great classes coming on. Mm-hmm. We have a cheese making class that's going to happen at the end of October 30th, to learn to make farmer's cheese.
Oh, cool.
With the Straw family from Lenapaw, Kansas. We're going to do a class called Suited for Survival. The Tulsa Zoo is going to come to Elder Care, and they're going to talk about how animals have really adapted over the years, especially kind of as humans interact a lot more. And then in December, we're going to do a craft class with mason jars, and we're going to teach you how to make different gifts that you can give to neighbors and families out of those mason jars you probably have laying around everywhere in your house.
They're in that cabinet somewhere in the garage.
Yeah.
Or
you know where they are. You just don't know what to do with them. You don't want to throw them away. We'll give you some ideas for that. So those are some great things to do, as well as just our golden hours that happen the fourth Thursday. So stop by Elder Care, pick up a brochure, check it out on our website. There's always a digital copy at abouteldercare.org. Mm-hmm. If any of those classes or trips sound like something you want to do, I would go ahead and sign up early, because they are really popular this quarter and they're going pretty fast. So. Well,
and then just take out your phone or get your calendar off the wall in the kitchen, whatever. And I know once a quarter you have an event that kind of announces the next quarter. And
yeah.
Make plans for that one too.
Yeah, and that one will be in December. Our last golden hour in December will kind of announce our following quarter. So we'd love to talk with you about that. If you're also looking to maybe shed a couple pounds before the holidays, we have exercise classes you can do. And then the other thing I want to talk about, you know, holidays are coming, and there's a lot of stuff that goes into preparing for those things. And we just wanted to remind guests that, you know, we have Daybreak, which is a great short-term respite care. So as the holidays get busier, if you're going out of town and, you know, someone doesn't want to go with you, they can come to Daybreak for the day as a short-term thing. It's not a, you know, once a week, and get a little respite care as you take care of some of the things you need. The holidays get very stressful, and for caregivers, you might need a break, and that's okay. And no one understands that more than we do, and maybe your loved one needs that break too. Maybe you guys have been bickering for a while. So Daybreak's a great short-term kind of option. So call us. We'd love to talk to you about that short-term respite during the holidays that you might need.
Or for that matter, maybe somebody that comes into your home and does some odd jobs for you.
Yeah, Brighter Living's a great program for that. It's called Brighter Living Companion, and you can pay by the hour. It is a private pay. And you can do 1 hour, you can do 24 hours. It's really up to you, but they can help with light housekeeping, transportation, especially during the winter when you maybe are a little bit more nervous about driving in the evenings, but you have things you need to get done, or the weather is a little dicey and, you know, most people will be out, but you don't want to be out. That's a great time to use someone else for transportation.
Yeah.
They can help with meal preparations, those kind of fall things and holiday things, and so you can come and enroll and get that. We also offer gift certificates for Brighter Living. So if you're looking for a gift for a loved one and you're not really sure what to get the person who has everything, a Brighter Living gift certificate that they can apply towards having someone come into the house and help, or even a gift certificate for Golden Opportunities to apply towards a trip or a class. We have those available all year round, and they're great for birthdays and holidays or anything. So keep in mind that you can purchase those of any amount and use those, too, for holiday gifts.
And, again, don't forget right now, stop by Elder Care next Tuesday and get your flu shot.
Yes, most importantly, it's that time of year. Get your flu shot, whether it's at Elder Care or at your doctor. Protect yourself during this flu season.
Sounds great. Jennifer, thank you so much for your time. Elder Care, check them out online, aboutelderCare.org. I almost wanted to get that last wrong thing. News on the way next from the ONN.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says it's